Well, woman of God, I want to thank you for your seat of $42 and coming on the call. I want to thank you. But before the prophetic thing comes forth, Sister Peace, the Lord says that this is a season and a time where I bring new peace in your life. It's a season where you're going to come into a time where your wisdom and your knowledge shall cause you to prosper. It's a season and a time where the Lord says you're going to be doing something. I don't know why I'm seeing medical areas or medical or something of nursing, but I see you tending and taking care of people. You could have done well in the medical field. You're going to do some things that's going to really touch people. And I see you building facilities, 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 not just for young people, but also for mature, elderly, older people. For the Lord says you're coming into a season of peace. Be not stubborn in this season, but listen to the whispers of the Spirit, and know that the Holy Ghost shall lead thee, and he shall guide thee under the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord will say unto the woman of God, he says, prepare, for you're moving into a season of new beginnings. And you're going to see, woman of God, even between now and September, God's going to bring increase in your finances. And you're going to see a new source of income, but also emotional support during this season. Favor, favor, favor shall be thy portion. And you're going to find, Sister Peace, that God says he is spotlighting your communication skills. You may do more reading, writing, or calling, or even speaking in this season. Now, the Lord says you're a little bit emotional right now, and this can cause stress in your life. So the Lord says you need to control your emotions in this season. And you need to begin to stay in prayer, stay in the presence of the Lord, so that peace shall abound deep down inside of thee. Thank you. God is also touching family, family, family. This $42 seed is going to touch family and a loved one back home. It's going to touch family. Thank you, woman of God. We look forward to continuing ministering the word of the Lord to you. Now listen to the word from the prophets on the live conference call. God bless.
Team of prophets, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Peace? Her name is spelled P-E-A-C-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Peace, like the peace of God, the compassive, all understanding. What is the word of the Lord to Sister Peace? A first-time guest?
Amen. God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's going to give you overflow in this season. God is saying that you're going to begin to possess the land. God is saying for you not to worry about where this is going to come from and where that is going to come from, but God is saying for you to be at peace, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And with that peace, I concur with Deaconess Victoria. God says you shall receive happiness, happy, happy, happy. Happy shall be the days that are before you and that are ahead. God says you're going to walk, and you're going to walk with your head held high, and you will see the happiness and the fruits of happiness through your finances increasing and through the relationships, the right relationships that shall come your way. And I see a business idea that's going to bring you much wealth and great creation. God says, get the pad and the paper close by so you will write the ideas down when they come. For the ministering angels shall bring it to you, and it shall bring forth great wealth.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Peace.
Amen.
I hear the word of the Lord. Amen. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, life, camera, action. Woman of God, I don't know what failed you, and yet I hear Father God saying you're coming into the new season of recognition.
Yes.
I hear Father God say many new decisions are being made in this season, and they're going to bless you.
Yes.
For Father God says new beginnings and right beginnings. Father God says you're going to begin to initiate your own good. Father God says you're going to be more assertive in this season. Father God says say what you mean and mean what you say, woman of God. And God says, be mindful who you call friend in this season. Be mindful who you entertain in relationships and partnerships. For I hear Father God saying, you are the season of victory, and you are the season of harvest. Let not your heart be troubled concerning things of relationships and partnerships. And I just hear Father God saying, there's an emotional healing taking place. Let go, forgive and forget, and move forward in faith and not fear. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my God, are you married?
No.
Were you married before?
Yes.
Okay, are you divorced right now?
On the process.
Yeah, I saw that. And Father God says, be angry and sin not. Be angry and just apply your name. Be at peace because he's working all out for your good. Let it go. Let God. And watch what God does for you in the next 30, 60, 90-day period, okay?
Can you come again?
Father God said, yes, God, Father God said he's going to bless you. He's showing me within 30 days, within 60 days, within 90 days. It seems like every 30 days you're going to see a harvest and a blessing and a turnover. There's a breakthrough coming for you. Now, I thank you. Yeah, I know you did your $42 seed, but before the 88 days of miracles, it ends in September, it's up. Father God wants you to plant the 188. Because Father God says he's turning some things around in your family. He's turning some things around in your home. He's breaking some generational curses, and he's breaking this off the family. So Father God says, fear not, for God, greater should be your latter years than your former years. Now, Father God is saying, what is this about? God is speaking to me about the children. How many children do you have?
I don't have any children.
Okay, I'm looking at a child. Did you have any miscarriages while you were married?
No.
I'm looking at children around you. Who are these children? Who are the children around you?
I don't have anybody. I'm alone over here. No children.
Okay, where are you? You said you're alone. Where are you?
I'm in my bedroom. I'm in Florida.
Okay, you're in Florida. No, they don't have to be physically around you right now. Do you have God children? Do you have nieces and nephews? Do you have I see children all around you. Who are the children? What do you do? Are you a school teacher? Have you been or in an environment of children at church? I just see children around you.
No.
Okay, just write down children. Have you had a desire to do something with children? Did you want to work in a child care facility or something of that nature, or with orphan children or something?
Actually, I have a desire to have an orphanage, to help orphanage and have orphanage children.
Yes, it's done.
And I need a child too. Amen.
Yes, it's done. Father God wants to let you know, because I see all these children around you, and I know this is your first time here. Sometime when God speaks, he may speak to your present. He may speak to your potential. He may speak to your desire. He wants to let you know what you're praying for is praying for you. Father God said start planning and start organizing, okay?
Amen.
You can call back or Sister Vera can tell you more about what a one-on-one is, because you're going to, you can use a one-on-one. We can walk you through the steps from where you're at to get to where you desire to be. Now, the orphanage you want to open is in this country or another country?
Ghana, Africa.
Father,
in Africa.
It's done. Father God said it's done. So what you have to do is begin planning it, know it's done, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. But you told me that in 30 days or 50 days or 90 days time, something, I'm going to get something. That's what that place wasn't clear to me. Can you please repeat it again?
Yeah, it's not 30. It's not 30 or 60 or 90. It's 30 and 60 and 90 and. God is blessing you in a season of 30. So just walk in expectation. Every 30 days, in 30 days, is going to be a blessing. It doesn't mean on the 30th day. Don't look for the 30th day. Within those time periods of that season, God is doing a turnaround in your life. So 30, 60, and 90. Not or. God said he's adding, so it's an and. He's adding to you, he's increasing you, and he's blessing you. And that is the word of the Lord.